Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The California Highway Patrol, along with local fire departments and EMS personnel, responded to a single vehicle collision on Highway 101 just south of Crescent City yesterday morning. A vehicle had gone off the roadway and tumbled 150 feet down an embankment, trapping six people in the car, including twin newborns, two teenagers, and two adults, all from Klamath. It took rescue workers nearly 6 hours to remove all the passengers from the wreck, and they were all transported to the hospital for treatment of various injuries. There were no fatalities, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. The Arcata Police Department continues to investigate the double homicide that occurred last Saturday in the 2400 block of I Street. Two people, 18-year-old Eureka resident Christina Schwartz and 27-year-old Alan Marcette of Michigan, were gunned down following an altercation. Arcata police immediately identified the suspect as 28-year-old Bodie Tree, and he was apprehended after a short standoff later on Saturday morning. Police are currently looking for the murder weapon used in the shooting. The firearm may have been discarded by the suspect in the Sunny Bray area, specifically in the area of Beverly Drive and Shirley Boulevard. If anyone finds a gun, they are asked to leave the gun where it is and contact the Arcata Police Department. North Coast Senator Noreen Evans sponsored a bill that would impose extraction taxes on oil and gas companies in California, but the bill has failed to make it out of committee, and if no progress is made by the end of the week, the bill will languish in the state legislature. The bill, named the California Education and Resources Reinvestment Act, would impose an oil and gas severance tax on companies extracting oil and gas from California land. California is the only state that does not impose a severance tax on oil and gas extraction. Evans' goal is to use the tax revenue for schools and state parks, with 97% of the revenue earmarked for public education and 7% for state parks. And the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously yesterday against a staff recommendation to raise their salaries by 2%, a move that would have cost the County General Fund just over $10,000 per year. The recommendation was an automatic one, and board members will look to amend the process and change clauses that kick in when supervisors have served a certain amount of time on the board. And to the north in Curry County voters rejected a property tax proposal, and the county will now have to do with a discretionary spending of $2.1 million for the upcoming fiscal year, something that will impact public safety services in the county. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the city manager for the city of Arcata, Randy Mendoza finds himself in a familiar position, working for the same city government that saw him begin his career as a city bus driver. Mendoza then became a police officer and ended up sitting in the police chief's office at the end of that career. And then came the move to his current job, city manager. Mendoza commented upon the similarities between running the police department and running the city government, saying,
"Well, I'd say it's helped a lot because, you know, when I went to police chief school, as they call it, it's the executive development course that but the state calls it, but it's really police chief school. You know, they say that you should be prepared to be acting city manager because, you know, police chiefs are organized and you're used to organizing running a tight ship."
Mendoza also pointed out that police chiefs across the state bring a unique skill set that translates well from the police department to city management.
You know, it's an organization. It's very similar. You know, police chiefs spend a lot of the good deal of the time running the organization, keeping the organization running well, and that's pretty much what city managers do, with the exception that I now work for five elected officials, and when I was a police chief, I worked for a city manager.
Mendoza served as police chief until 2003 when he was promoted to city manager, and Tom Chapman took over the reins of the police department. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.